We're about a week and a half away from Christmas. If you decorate your yard, you probably already have your lights and other displays out in the front yard for all to see. If not, you've still got time to set things up. And if you don't have a giant Santa, light up reindeer, or a nativity scene, try making your own. Along with her husband, our next guest has been dressing up her house with her homemade Christmas decorations for decades and winning some awards in the process. She's here to share some of her secrets behind the magic. Nancy Bazin is a resident of South Milwaukee. We talked to her earlier today. Nancy, thanks so much for joining us today.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
Well, paint us a picture, first of all, if you would. What do you have up in your front yard this year?
Well, this year we've toned down decorations a little bit from what we used to do, but this year we still have a theme, which we always tend to do. We have a Santa in a boat, and he's directing reindeers, and we've added on the other end from him, we've added a polar bear with a penguin fishing. And between them, we laid down a tarp of blue plastic, which looks like a river. Behind them, we have like a little camping set. We've got a teepee that my husband made with a little lighted dog coming out, and we've got two elves that they're sitting between, they're between them is like a fire. We've got those bulbs that kind of look like they're flickering, and we made sticks standing up. And so they're kind of like camping along the river. So it's kind of, like I said, all tied in. And that's, you know, besides the lights, of course, and spotlights and stuff, that's pretty much our display. But it's all theme-oriented, which is something we've always done.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. You've won awards for your yard displays, and it seems like the theme is really important. That's what separates the award winner from somebody who just throws a whole bunch of stuff that they bought in the front yard. How important is it to have that theme for you?
For us, it's always been theme-oriented, no matter what, like, when we first started, we had a Santa suit, and that's from trying to be Santa when the kids were little. So what we had done from there is we used it to stuff him. And our first, very, very first theme was we had in our yard, and it wasn't on a very busy street, but my husband had built like a little A-frame treehouse for our kids. So we got the idea of stuffing Santa, and he's crawling up the ladder. And then below him, my husband did life-size, like, reindeer. You know, we had logs from our place up north and stuff. And so they were, like, eating hay below. So that kind of started out. It's kind of the theme. You know, he's going up either to rest or visit the kids that are sleeping in the house. And then we went from there. And it would be, we tended to use our Santa Claus pretty much in everything. And we stuffed that suit, whether we had him sitting at a table or at a desk, rather. And then we went and stuffed kids' clothes, like snow suits and stuff. And they were standing in line to sit on Santa's lap. That's what it was. He was sitting on a chair and they were standing in line. So we've kind of always gone around that way. Santa, like I said, that suit went many, many years. It withstood all of the weather. And again, just as well as the clothes that we would get to stuff our kids. Then from kids, we've added elves. Okay. So we did that with stuffed, like red pants or green pants, anything we could find out, whether rummage sales or stuff like that. As we progressed, one of the things we used is in trying to keep things stuffed is we used a styrofoam head, because you could put the hats on them. You could put scarves around their faces, because none of them really had faces. You know, you kind of turned them to the side, but you could always tell what they were. We always did them life size. So that kind of was the theme through the year, either bringing in elves and always having Santa and using stuffed clothes and things like that.
You it's not just stuffing the clothes. You make, and over the years you've made a lot of your props and decorations as opposed to buying them. What got you into that sort of do-it-yourself angle?
Well, you know, my husband is very, very handy. And even though sometimes he makes faces when I would come up with ideas, a couple days later he would always go, oh, we can do this. So as we progressed, you know, you find different things come out to use. So what he did to make things easier for our figures would be he made kind of a stick person. So you had that stick going up so you could put the styrofoam head. And then you had kind of like stick arms That you could dress, and then the arms could be, you know, the arms could be molded. Same thing with the feet. You could put the pants on. So as we progressed, that's what we used as far as our people went. As far as the rest of the decorations, we would use stuff like we would cut out, let's say plywood, or it's not fiberboard, but something like that. And then we would paint it. We made lollipops. Okay, with the spirals. We used those all around a skating rink that we had. And then the next year, we would use those lollipops in a different kind of a themed thing. So some of our things that we made carried through to the, you know, we carried them through to the next year. We always tried to reuse whatever we can, but make it a different theme.
When do you have to start doing all this work to have it ready by December?
Well, you know what? We weren't always doing this stuff in summer. Summer got to be busy. So I'd love to say, oh my God, we planned all year. We didn't. We would do it, you know, we would do it just as we had time. So sometimes the stuff was started, you know, maybe early part of November, you know what I mean? It always got done. But the ideal thing would be plan what you can. But, you know, life gets busy, so it just depends on what time you have. But I do believe that if you have the time to start it when it is nice weather and everybody can be involved and you're not out there freezing your fingers and your toes and your nose, that's the best thing to do.
You mentioned the weather. It's not going to be so nice today. What do you do when you know some heavy winds are blowing in?
Well, especially with the inflatables, we already have them extra tied anyway. Because, you know, what's the theme if you don't have the inflatable, or it's sideways, or Santa's on his head, or, you know, or the boat like we have is capsized. We do have it tied down in a bunch of different ways, like added stability. But now with something like this, it would just be foolish. There's no reason to turn around and wreck, you know, we've got the whole season yet. So we just don't put anything with inflatable. We don't. And anything that's kind of, say, more stabilized, that, you know, isn't blowing up, you just kind of make sure you have it tied down. That's, I guess, you do the best you can do, because you don't want to put all that work up and have it be gone, or in the neighbor's yard and have them taking credit for it.
Just in our last few moments, are you thinking about next year already?
You know what, we kind of all, it depends on what I see. This is all, you know, what can we add, what can we improve on? So it's kind of something that just comes along as I see it or think about it.
Nancy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very, very much, and Merry Christmas.
And to you, too.
Thank you.
Nancy Bazin is a South Milwaukee resident. We talked to her about her and her husband's award-winning homemade Christmas decoration.